Offensive improvement was the emphasis for the Vikings this offseason. Most of last year's strong defensive roster remained intact, so general manager Rick Spielman set his sights on improving the depth on offense for the 2017 season, beginning with the offensive line.
We decided to attack it not only in free agency, but in the draft as well. Riley Reiff played with the Detroit Lions last year. He's been a starting left tackle for them. We look forward not only to his ability solidifying the left tackle position, but also his leadership. On the right side, we went after Mike Remmerts, who played on the right side, some on the left side at offensive tackle. We're going to keep him back over to the right side where he performed the best. Pat Elflein was a starting center the past 3 years at Ohio State. Not only does he bring toughness and the mentality we're looking for up front, but great athletic skills. Also, a rookie to keep an eye on is Danny Isadora, later round pick out of the University of Miami of Florida, and he has shown tremendous athletic ability at this level. A couple of the returning guys that you'll know about up front, Alex Boone, Nick Easton's going to battle that center position. We also have Joe Berger coming back, and the move TJ Clemmings from offensive tackle inside to offensive guard. Three other guys to keep an eye on is Jeremiah Searles, who played not only right tackle, but also slid inside the guard for us. So with this group of guys, we feel we're going to have a very strong offensive line in an area we definitely wanted to improve in. With the addition of Michael Floyd, the emergence of Laquon Treadwell, which he has shown us offseason, and the new contract that we signed with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs feel those are our top four receivers. Don't forget about Jarius Wright, though. Every time he seems to get his opportunity in a game, he ends up making plays.
Bradford back to pass, whips it out right, caught Jarius Wright. Touchdown, Vikings!
We also drafted two receivers in Rodney Adams and Stacy Cooley, both speedsters that also have some return ability. So this is going to be a very competitive group, and we're looking forward to seeing who emerges coming out of Mankato.
Late for the end zone, touchdown! The new Minnesota Vikings record for tight ends.
As we start looking at the tight end position, Kyle Rudolph, we felt, had a Pro Bowl type year last year. Not only was it his most productive season, he also improved as a blocker. The one young guy that we're looking forward to seeing is David Morgan. He is a tremendous blocker at the point. We can do multiple things with him. He may not be the most athletic receiver, but he has great hands. For that third tight end spot, you want to keep your eye on Bucky Hodges. Bucky Hodges is a tremendous athlete. He's going to have to adjust to being a true tight end at the NFL level because he played a lot as a receiver, but shows tremendous upside, and we're looking forward to seeing his development. Two are the young tight ends, Kyle Carter, who was on our practice squad last year out of Penn State, and an Arena League player that we signed, Nick Truesdale. Both of them are great athletes, can catch the ball, and we're looking forward to see what they do as blockers when we put the pads on. The running back position is going to have a new look this year. We went out in free agency and signed Latavius Murray. He is a big back with tremendous speed. Look out for him near the goal line as he had 12 touchdowns last year. The guy that I think everybody's going to be excited about is Dalvin Cook. He is a tremendous playmaker out of the backfield. He showed that at a high level down at Florida State. Not only can score running the ball, but he is a great receiver and makes explosive plays all over the field.
McKinnon racing for the end zone, diving in, and touchdown! That didn't take long, did it?
The other running back to not lose sight of is Jet McKinnon. He has shown that he has explosive speed and big play ability. And finally, let's talk about the quarterback position.
Sam Bradford on the brink of an NFL record for completion percentage. He has had a tremendous year.
Sam Bradford did an incredible job last year coming in under the circumstances he had to face. He's had a great offseason, working again with Pat Shurmur, working in a system that he is very familiar with. And if he can continue to build on what he showed last year, we feel we're going to have a great quarterback on our hands. Everybody's always going to ask him what's going on with Teddy Bridgewater. We're very fortunate to have both of these guys on our roster. Teddy Bridgewater continues to work extremely hard in his rehab to try to get back on the field as quickly as he can. The third slash maybe backup spot, as we determine what Teddy's status will be between Case Keenum, who we signed, who's shown he can win games in this league. He will be competing against Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke shotgun fires right, caught, touchdown Vikings. On a slant, it's Stephon Diggs,
who showed a lot of promise as a rookie. Unfortunately, was injured before training camp last year and did not get an opportunity to play in the preseason, but that should be a battle worth watching.